In Major League Baseball in the American League, the Oakland Athletics have regained a share of first place in the American League West. The A's scored five times in the ninth to beat Houston 8-2. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Angels fell into a first-place tie with Oakland by losing to Miami in interleague play 7-1. Elsewhere in baseball, the New York Yankees beat the Kansas City Royals 6-1 last night for their fifth straight win. Derek Jeter drove in two runs for his final scheduled trip to Kauffman Stadium, backing a sharp outing from Michael Pineda. Jacoby Ellsbury drove in a run in the seventh inning with the 1,000th hit of his career and then added a two-run homer in the ninth. Steven Drew and Martin Prado also homered for New York. Yoenis Cespedes singled the go-ahead run in the 10th inning to lift the Boston Red Sox over the Toronto Blue Jays 4-3. Meanwhile, Baltimore blew out Tampa Bay 9-1, and Texas blanked Seattle 2-0. In the National League, St. Louis edged Pittsburgh 3-2. Philadelphia won against Washington 3-2. Milwaukee blew out San Diego 10-1. It was Colorado over San Francisco 3-2. Top-seeded Novak Djokovic breezed past a U.S. Open novice in the first round, beating Diego Schwartzman 6-1, 6-2, 6-4 in a match that finished with a few minutes before midnight. Djokovic was never in trouble against the 22-year-old opponent from Argentina, playing in his first main draw at Flushing Meadows. Other winners include Maria Sharapova, Venus Williams, and Nick Kyrgios. The New York Jets have announced the indefinite suspension of cornerback Dimitri Patterson after he left the team for 48 hours without contacting the organization. Tiger Woods is leaving swing coach Sean Foley after 4 years and no majors. Woods said on his website Monday he will no longer work with Foley. Woods has had back trouble the last year and is taking the next 3 months to get stronger. Woods began working with Foley at the 2010 PGA Championship. Horse Macari fell after clipping the final fence and died on the track Monday during the Grade 1 $150,000 New York Turf Riders Cup. New York Racing Association veterinarian Dr. Anthony Verderosa said the horse died from neck trauma. Jockey Jack Doyle was uninjured. Demonstrative took the lead after the final fence and held off barnstorming to win the race. Jockey Robert Walsh rode Demonstrative for trainer Richard Valentine. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.